Social Salad family and friends of the family. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sydney.
And today we will be going through Facebook and answering some of your most asked and interesting questions.
We sure will.
But before we get started, I wanted to let everyone know that if you haven't already, if you don't already know this, we have created a new Facebook group. It's attached to our current one. It is called the Social Side Salad, and it is just for engagement. I do want to put a little disclaimer on here. Now, we do think there's a place for engagement groups, but we do not want you to rely solely on engagement groups because that won't get you anywhere.
Right.
But if you need a little boost, or especially for members of our group who are struggling with just learning how to do Instagram or getting on Instagram, just starting a Facebook page, it kind of helps give them a little bit of confidence too. And it keeps them motivated to continue just seeing that engagement and interaction. And we have a community here and we're all kind of here for each other. So we thought it would be good to start this group, get you guys connecting and engaging. So definitely look up Social Side Salad. If you are not a member of the group, you will need to be a member to join the Social Side Salad. But definitely feel free because we would love to have you as part of our Social Salad family.
And I think a good thing about it too is that it's also another form of advertising. And I think you were the one that said to me once, or we were talking about something with giveaways, but any form of advertising is good. Like Megan said, you don't want to rely on it because, you know, you want genuine engagement. But we are a community and you are already building relationships within our group. So this is just another page dedicated to you sharing all of your valuable information, your Instagram, your Pinterest, and just bringing awareness to that. And so it's just a fun little tool. It could be in it, and we really hope you find it helpful.
Speaking of, do you know that people will go on Amazon and buy products and leave Amazon reviews? And then they'll say, like, to read more of my review, go to my Instagram.
That's interesting.
Have you seen that?
Well, so
I just started seeing that.
No, wait. So I'm all into, like, you know, we have our own Amazon product. And, like, so I know all about the Facebook groups with Amazon and everything. But you're talking about having – people are writing about their reviews for Amazon and then it just links to their Instagram to help them grow their following.
Yeah. So what they'll do is they'll buy something like, I was looking at a shirt yesterday. It was like a cardigan, and a girl posted and very Instagrammy, you know, she's got her cute hat on.
I see what you're saying.
She posts her picture. She posts her review and how she feels about it. And then at the bottom, at the end of the review, she says, you know, to read more about my reviews and to watch my try on for this, follow me at I Love Clothes on Instagram or something like that.
Wait, that's so smart. I wonder if it works. I feel like it has to be like a pretty – I wonder if that works. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't – that's the first time I've seen it. So – I'm going to keep an eye on it and see if that's something that works. I don't know. Do you write reviews of products you buy on Amazon?
Honestly, I forget. And like I said, I have an Amazon product and I should write reviews because I want reviews.
Yeah.
But I really don't because I order products and I'm just like so excited to get them. But that's a really, you know, people are getting creative now with how they want to promote their products or promote their Instagram accounts. And I think that's very interesting. You know, Megan and I were also talking about this a while ago about possibly reviewing a bunch of social media related tips or things that people are doing and letting you know, like the scoop, like if it's Social Salad approved or not. And I feel like this should be our first one. Like we should test it out and see if it actually works. And then we can let you guys know, like, is this strategy Social Salad approved or is this just going to cause you to want to shop more?
Or just cause you to seem like a spammer.
Right. And we don't want that.
You definitely don't want that, especially because Instagram and Facebook are really cracking down on it now.
That's interesting. I've never seen anyone do that. And I honestly don't, yeah. I have to be honest, I don't read the reviews. I see a product I like and I usually go with the one that has the highest rating and the most reviews and I just go. But like, there are people.
Oh no, don't do that either. You have to read the reviews. Okay. So this is another thing that products do on Amazon. They will, if they already have a product that was high rated and they introduce a new product, what they will do is put that new product in place of on the same page with the same reviews of the product that was high rated. And then it will seem like this brand new product has 5 stars and like 1,000 reviews or whatever. And if you go through the reviews, maybe you're looking up, like last night I was looking up eyebrow gel, but I kept reading stuff for hunting. And I was like, what is going on? It's like all this like hunting and bootstraps and all this. And so I started doing some research on it. And that's what these brands will do. The really shady brands who have a pretty crappy product, they will acquire a name or they will use an old account, an old business page of theirs, because they have complete control over how all, like on the dashboard, over how all of it is portrayed.
So on Amazon.
On Amazon. So that's what they will do. So you have to read those reviews. And if you see reviews that do not apply to the product that you're looking at, don't buy from that person, no matter how good, how many stars it has. Those are not the reviews of that product.
That's so crazy though. Okay, so Amazon, from what I know, like my experience, has super strict guidelines. So I feel like brands that put their, who do that, it can only be like a temporary thing until they get caught by Amazon and they'll get kicked off. Because when you upload,
yeah, so
that's scary though, because you really have to pay attention and you don't know who, like, you're getting scammed.
Mm-hmm. Amazon has put on some restrictions on it.
Yeah.
But I was reading about it, and I'll have to read up more to give you guys some more information on it. But I just kind of I saw that and I thought it was so strange last night. I thought it was some interesting information that we should probably share with you
though. I think that's interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm glad I know totally. That now, because I'm that person that just sees like, oh, 5 stars, 4.5 stars, great. Purchase. Done. Shows up 2 days later or within 2 hours. Hold on, I'm sorry. Hold, Megan, I'm sorry. Hold on. What, Pedro?
You're fine.
Oh, we have 10 minutes. I thought it was 12:30. What are you doing? You said 12:30. I'm gonna get the food. What do you want? What do you think I want? What do you want? What are you getting? What are you getting?
I'm gonna get my grandma Burger King. I'm gonna get a salad.
A social salad?
A social salad. Should we introduce Pedro on the podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. Who are you talking to, Cindy?
I'm talking. This is Pedro. This is my boyfriend, Pedro. Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, he sounds thrilled. He's really hungry and he wants to go and get lunch. And so he wants to know what I want for lunch. And I would really love, should I, Pedro, beef kebabs medium with a side, the salad with the fattoush? Thank you. All right, back to reality, the podcast.
That's funny.
Yeah, I wish he's hungry. He's been in meetings all morning. So, okay. Anyways, he wasn't as friendly as I thought he was going to be. So, we can get
started. He's hangry.
He's hangry.
Okay, so I have this thing opened up, and I've been hearing all this stuff about Lady Gaga. And I don't know a thing about it, but I was looking at it, and I have this picture of them at the Oscars, like, holding hands and singing a song. I don't know. Did you see A Star Is Born?
No, I didn't see it at all, but all I've seen are the memes of how Lady Gaga looks at Bradley Cooper, and I literally think to myself, like, they're not together. They're both engaged to other people, but, like, they're soulmates. Like, they're meant to be together. Like, that's literally what it looks like. And then the other day I saw on E! News that it said that Lady Gaga is not engaged anymore. But now I just pulled it up on Google, and it said from the Washington Post, fooled ya. Lady Gaga says she is not in love with Bradley Cooper, but thank you anyways.
Yeah, I saw that she had said something about that on some talk show the other night, but this is a weird one to me, because they're actors, and just because they have on-screen chemistry doesn't mean, although Bradley Cooper has dated a lot of his co-stars, right? Like, he dated Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
And I have no idea who else.
Me either, but I feel like that's definitely true. But I think it's, like, a little bit weird, like, the way that she looks at him, like, if he's getting an award. Or, like, it's not when they're just performing together, or maybe it's a publicity stunt. But, like, the way that they look at each other is so weird. And I feel like she could be saying she's not in love with him because she just got out of her engagement. Or because she was in a relationship. I mean, this was one day ago. Or maybe out of respect because he's still engaged to someone. But, like, they definitely are.
That's not respectful. That's not respectful.
No, but, like, to say, like, I'm not in love with him, you know, being respectful to each of their.
Yeah, or just, like, yeah, like, totally, like, moving on, she should move on. That would be respectful. I'm trying to find these memes. I can't find them. Like, I find some memes, but they're not of Lady Gaga looking at him.
Oh my God, they're great. They're like the little GIFs or GIFs. Hold on. I'm going to find it for you, and we're going to post it in the social salad when we post this so you know what we're talking about. This is going to be our new cover photo. But, like, yeah, the way that they look at each other at all these – oh, here it is. It's right here. Megan, I have to send this to you.
Okay.
Like, the way that they look at each other is like, okay, Pedro needs to start looking at me like this. Okay, I'm going to email this to you. I know this is, like, taking away from what we're talking about, but you just need to see this.
No, really it's quickly. Totally fine.
Like, this is, like, really – I think that she's definitely – there's something going on there. I don't know what it is. Like, yeah, that's great that they can sing together, but like to actually act like this towards each other is just kind of like, it's just kind of weird, you know? I mean, I just sent it to you. They're okay. Definitely in love with each other. Tell me what you think when you open it. It's sent.
I mean, I love Brian, but I don't even look at him. So. I'm kidding.
Totally Pedro kidding. Looks at me like that when he's ready to go get food. That's how he looked at me just now when we heard him on the podcast.
That's funny.
Yeah, did you see it yet?
How is she looking at him? Like, she's just, like, patting him on the back. That's great. You are there.
No, there's more. But wait.
I don't think so.
But wait, there's more. I think she's definitely, like, I've never seen anyone, like, here's another one. Hold on. I don't know. It's weird. They're just really weird together. Like, why are they holding hands? Like, it's just weird.
Because that was, like, their job.
But they look at each other. I have an idea. Let's run a poll. We're going to run a poll on the social salad. And if anybody's up for it, like, I'm looking through stuff right now. That's why I'm kind of quiet. And we can cut some of this stuff out. But seriously, the way we're going to run a poll on the social salad, and you guys are going to let us know if you think that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are in love or are they not. Is this like an act, a publicity stunt? Like, what the hell is going on here?
We should see if anyone decides to interview her ex-fiance.
Ooh, you know what Megan's really good at, guys? Megan is a really good investigator. Like, if I ever, like, there was a situation once not that long ago, and I went to Megan, I was telling her about it, about this person, and Megan, like, had their background information pulled up, she had everything about them pulled up, like, she found some deep information.
I love that kind of stuff. It's probably was very difficult to be an ex-boyfriend of mine. It's probably difficult to be Brian.
But we love Brian.
We love Brian, though. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. Have you found some good questions that we can answer in the Facebook group?
So I have a question from Sarah, and she wanted to know about Facebook jail because I asked, what is your biggest struggle with Facebook? Facebook jail is something that I think we brought up in the beginning of this podcast today, actually. When you're sending out too many messages and you're commenting on way too many photos, Facebook is going to detect that as spam. So don't go and sit for 2 hours and message, you know, 200 people, and don't go and sit for 3 hours and comment on everybody's photo and post a ton of things, because Facebook's going to think, like, what is this person doing? They're spamming, and Facebook doesn't want spammers. So spread it out if you're going to do it.
Here's the thing, though, that yes, I think doing it, you can do it.
And spamming is bad, by the way.
Well, okay. So there's a difference between spamming and I think using the messaging tool how it was meant to be used, right? Like, we have a messenger so we can message people.
Right.
We're able to contact people that we're not connected with. So, there's a purpose for that tool, and Facebook even has different automation things set up so we can utilize that tool.
Right.
Obviously, you don't want to go and post anything inappropriate or try and scam people out of, you know, their money, for example. Like, right. That's mainly the thing you would scam them out of. But I think it's okay to try and connect with people who genuinely – you genuinely want to get to know. I actually met someone just through a group, and I reached out to her randomly. I never met her before. I've never talked to her in the group before, but she posted that she sells these reusable straws, and I'm really into that. And so I reached out, I messaged her. We have an ongoing conversation now because of these reusable straws that she sells, which are amazing, by the way. But there's definitely a use for the messenger, you can reach out and talk to people. And if you have a product or a service, maybe bring it up in the conversation if it's relevant. Mm-hmm. But don't go out there. Yes, don't go out there and just overwhelm people with buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. That's right. Not going to get you anywhere.
That's the problem. Yeah, like Megan said, it's totally okay. Like, utilize the tools that you have. They're there for a reason. And Facebook is a social network. It's all about building relationships. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to abuse it and use it to just sell rather than build relationships, that's what Facebook is going to detect. So, like, what Megan did is what you guys should be doing. If you see someone who might be interested in your products, or you like something that someone has to offer, or if you have something valuable to say, you know, that's all great. But if you're going to do 100 posts in 100 different groups about you buy my product, that's when you end up usually in Facebook jail.
Yeah, definitely.
So I hope that answers the question. So just be strategic how you do it. Make sure you're using it to build relationships, and that's going to help avoid Facebook jail. So in any ways, that's how you become more successful. So just building those relationships and taking time to send genuine responses, ask genuine questions, and do genuine posts. Nothing inappropriate, like Megan said. I think that's a really good part.
Don't – someone spammed me with something that was like super, super – religious and racist. Ooh. Don't do that either, guys.
That's bad.
It's like, well, actually, yeah, it's super bad. Just don't do it.
So the next question is from Sarah, and Sarah was struggling with getting people into her Facebook group and knowing what to put on her page to get engagement. And I think that that's a really common, a really good question. Mm-hmm. And I think what it comes down to, in my opinion, is being genuine and putting out value. So I say, you know, my whole rule with all of this is you put out value before you sell. So the whole key, in my opinion, to building a quality Facebook group and to driving traffic is to give value. And so that's my rule. Like, if you guys can't tell, Megan and I just give you guys a ton of value. Every day is a new tip. Every day we're commenting back and giving you guys answers. It's the idea is to give value and to be genuine with people and to build those relationships. That's what it comes down to. I see so many Facebook groups and so many Facebook pages where people are just, they're just trying to sell. They're just promoting their products. But like, you don't know anything about that person. You don't know anything about that business. And it's just not genuine. All they're interested in is your money. And at the end of the day, it's a business. It's about money. We get it. We're, you know, Megan and I are both business owners, but at the same time, when you understand your customer, you can build better products and better services and better relationships. And therefore, you're looking at more long-term success. So that's how you want to grow it. If just my tip is to switch your mentality. We have a course coming out about Facebook groups and how to build it. So I think you guys will really like that. We have a whole membership program coming out. It's in the works. But yeah, that's the biggest tip. Just try to switch your mentality and how you think about it, because it's easy to get caught up in, oh, I'm not getting that much engagement. Well, maybe think about the customer, and do you have that relationship with them? Do you have the right customer? Do you ask them what they want to see? Do you ask them, you know, what questions do you have? Do you build the relationships? That's really important.
I'm trying to find this quote right now. It was from someone that you'll know them if I ever find the quote, but he was saying that one of the most valuable things you can do for your brand is to give something away for free. That is the biggest thing that is going to, you know, expand. How do I say this? He has it worded perfectly.
Essentially what it does is it builds trust and credibility, and it lets people.
Yes, but it spreads it faster. When you have something free to offer, it spreads faster.
Right.
People are like, oh, free. And then everyone hears about it.
Right. And you're not giving your business away for free or your services away for free, but you can give little bits and pieces of it for free. For example, I want to give two examples. One, a service-based business. If you have a service like a marketing agency like us, we might give you a free guide or a free course or something so that you can see our value and the potential of what you can learn from us. Let's say you have a product-based business. I do have a product, you know, giving it to qualified influencers and people who have an audience that would really enjoy the product. You know, maybe I give them a product and that's going to increase, and I give them a product for free, sorry, and that's going to increase my sales because, you're giving it to someone for free to try, and if they like it, then they promote it, and then, you know, the word spreads. So giving something away for free, it's not free, but it's free with intention, the intention of selling.
I like that. Yeah, absolutely. I'm totally going to find this quote and tell you guys what it is. I literally just had it. But just another thing, if you're going to have a Facebook page, you can't just have a Facebook page. You have to network and tell people about it.
Yeah.
No one's going to engage with your Facebook group if they don't know anything about it. So the networking is a huge, huge part of it.
I agree. So another question that someone asked, and let me go to it because we were just looking through
I found it.
Oh, what was it?
If you can offer a free tier that provides a lot of value, it will naturally help your product to spread much more rapidly. Melanie Perkins, co-founder of Canva.
Oh, yeah. That's you pretty much said what she said, though.
I did, yeah. But it's so, like, it's put together better than how I said it.
And we all know that how Canva works. It's amazing. So clearly she knows what she's talking about.
Yes, absolutely.
So the next question is from Elena, and she wants to know, how can I be consistent? That's a struggle for a lot of people.
Consistency is
tough. To me, I am a no excuses type of person, and I don't want this to come across as too harsh, but I want to be honest with everyone. At the end of the day, you need to just do it. There are no tips and hacks or anything like that. I mean, what you can do to be consistent is schedule content in advance. I do that.
Yep.
You know, I know I'm taking a trip for 10 days and I'll schedule the content. I'll make sure I'm prepared. But at the end of the day, that's really what you can do, is to plan and plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you need to take action. That's it. What are your thoughts on that?
I definitely think you have to have a plan in place to be consistent, and you really have to be dedicated to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not consistent in something, it shows that that's not necessarily something that you place a lot of value on. You might tell yourself, this is really important to me, but if you're not consistently showing up to, you know, post on Instagram or to engage in your Facebook group or whatever it is, don't take that because I do value our Facebook group.
Yeah.
I'm busy. I'm going to cut that out because you do it. You do it. So I'm like, oh, someone's doing it. I know. But actually, you know what? That's a good point, though. If you can't be consistent, then you need to find someone who can.
Right.
So it became, you know, evident that we both have a lot going on. But Sydney is much better at scheduling stuff in advance. That's, you know.
No, well, I think at the end of the day, we each have our different strengths. And I really love growth. To me, it's like a challenge. It's like a game.
Okay.
So I schedule things in advance because I want to make sure I'm prepared. And I also schedule things in advance to free up time so that I can spend time on other forms of growth.
Yeah. So, I think we found out very early on that Sydney was really good at that, and that was her strength. So she is able to schedule all the content and engage in the Facebook group. It's not my strength, so we balance each other out. I am consistent in other areas of the business.
Right.
So that's really what you need to do, is if you can't be consistent in one area that is important to you and important to your business, find someone who can help you. Find, you know, a scheduling tool that can help you be consistent. But if it's not your strength, don't force yourself to waste time on it, because it's just going to be half-assed work. Like,
yeah.
Find a way to make it consistent and quality. So is all I'm saying. Like, just don't force yourself to be consistent in something that you don't naturally feel the urge to be consistent in,
yeah.
I guess, is how I want to put that.
I agree with everything you're saying. Like, if you're a one-man show and you're a one-woman show and you're running the business by yourself, you can't do everything. Like, not everything is going to be your thing. Like, the difference between, like, before Megan and I started working together, like, I had my struggles in certain areas because I was focused on other things. Now Megan and I work together, and she focuses on one area, I focus on another, and we make it a point to be consistent. And if we need additional mm-hmm. help, then we get additional, like, outside help.
Hang on 1 second. My daughter is leaving, so I'm going to give her a hug and a kiss. Okay. We're just doing a podcast. I can cut this out. I love you. You look so cute. Did Daddy do your hair like that? Way to go, Dad. You look so cute. Where are you guys going? Okay, give Bliss and his cookie. I love you. Be safe.
Okay. Sorry. I forget what I was saying. Oh, I was saying basically how.
So here's the. So I actually posted about this on Instagram today. And the quote that I talk about says, you will, people find success when they're not looking for it, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Or those who success comes most easily to are those who don't go looking for success, something like that. And really the interpretation of the quote is, you know, people who find success are finding the success because they're constantly striving for more. They're not, you know, they're not looking to see if they've been successful. They're always striving to reach another level. So they never feel like they're successful. Mm-hmm. But another point to that is you have to be, like, you're not going to be the next Amazon. You have to be laser focused in one niche. And, you know, I use the example, actually, of diapers.com.
Well, people might be the next Amazon. You never know.
Okay. Sure. Or you could be the next diapers.com. Which
we might be the next Amazon. We've got a pretty cool membership program coming out.
Right. But I'm saying, like, you probably don't, it's not, unless you have the funds, it's probably not a great idea to take on Amazon. But what you can do is take a specific niche of what they're doing and take away some of their clients. So diapers.com didn't necessarily set out to take away Amazon's clients, right? Like, they started, they offered diapers. You could buy them online. They would get shipped to your door. Super easy. Especially for new moms, it was really amazing, and people loved it. It became, like, ranked number one in new digital retail businesses by Inc. magazine. It was ranked number five as the top five Indian run companies by Inc. magazine. And then because of those rankings, Amazon really took notice, right? All of a sudden, there's this company out there that is doing awesome, delivering stuff to people. So they offered to buy the company, and, several times they offered, and diapers.com, which it was, owned by a larger company, and I can't remember the name, but, I remember the name. I can't pronounce it. Diapers.com, Amazon started undercutting the prices of their diapers by up to 30%.
Wow.
They undercut the prices of diapers so people would buy their diapers versus diapers.com. And they were super aggressive about it, almost bankrupting that sect of their business to bankrupt another business. And Amazon does this all the time. Mm-hmm. But eventually they bought diapers.com for $545 million.
Wow.
And there was a subsidiary, right? There's, like, diapers.com and soap.com and, like, all of these different things. But what I'm saying is they didn't set out to take on Amazon and make $545 million. No, they set out with one specific niche, and I'm sure their goal was not to get bought out by Amazon, but if you can, you know, focus on that specific niche, people are going to take notice, and you're either going to be the best in the business and, you know, be able to buy out other businesses, or be the best in the business and get really great offers to sell your business.
I agree. And, like, bringing this full circle back to consistency, if there's an area in your business where you're struggling, like, let's say that question, it was kind of vague, but let's say you were referring to being consistent in posting, and if that's not your strength, like Megan said, like, bringing everything back together, find someone that can do that for you and focus on being consistent where your strength is, and, like, really have your niche and really have your, like narrow in. Is that the right word? Or, like, narrow down, or, like,
just, like,
hone in on exactly your strength, and find people to do what you're really struggling with. Because if you're passionate about your business, consistency isn't an issue. However, there are parts of the business where you have to be consistent. And if you just you know, that's not your thing, that's normal. Like, their business, there's so much to it. Like, there are things that Megan does that, like, I don't do. It's not my strength. And I'm sure the other way around. And that's why we work well together. Yeah. And, but if it, when it was just me, like, I had to do those things that Megan was doing because I didn't have Megan at the time. And, mm-hmm. you know, now we work together and it's great. And so that's the whole thing. So you either be consistent and you just do it, or you find someone to help you. So the next question is about Pinterest, which is perfect for Megan because this is her expertise. And the first – and the question is, they're curious about where they should link to, because most of the pins that they see on Pinterest are linked to a blog, and this person doesn't have a blog. So what are other – I guess if I – I mean, some other options of places where they can – there are lots of options to pin. Oh, my God, I can't speak.
Where else could they link the pin to?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so first and foremost, get a blog.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what your business is, get a blog. I look up, so what was I looking up today? Plastic surgeons, not for me, but for something else.
For me.
Although I love plastic surgeons.
Megan totally told me I needed Botox.
Want it.
It's okay, I understand.
I did not tell you that. However, I do.
Just kidding. No.
But I was looking at plastic surgeons, and, you know, I found some great ones, but I found one that had a blog that was updated 2 days ago. And I was like, what? Like, it's been consistently updated for years on a weekly, sometimes bi-weekly schedule is what it looked like. And I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive. And, you know, I'm looking through and they sound like they know a lot about plastic surgery. Hopefully you find a plastic surgeon that does, but they seem very informative. And going to their website, if I were to use them as a plastic surgeon and for the purpose of what I was searching them for, that is what won me over for that company, was their blog. So no matter what your business is, right, start a blog. And post linkable pictures, post pinnable pictures on there. And if you still are like so dead set against it, then you're going to just link to your website, link to your landing page. Post your pins need to be interesting enough that people click on them. They have to either provide value in some way, or they have to offer value, as in like, hey, there's a freebie this way, click on me. And then you want to link to whatever that value is that you're providing. So if you're offering, or if you're saying how great your automotive business is, then you need to link to some part of your website that really shows that off. Maybe it's a video. Maybe it's a customer's. The top of the page is a customer's video review saying how you saved their life or whatever with your car service. or you need to link to a landing page if you're offering their freebie.
What about social media? Can they do social media links?
Oh, absolutely. We do some links to our Facebook page.
And how often should people
totally.
Be doing
you can
pins?
Link to so
sorry.
You can link to no, you're fine. People should be doing pins a lot. I'll get to that okay. in a second. But you can link to any social media. Link to your Facebook, link to your LinkedIn, link to your Instagram. So if you use Tailwind, they have a feature where you can post to Instagram and it automatically pins for you. So link to your link to any of your social media accounts. Pinterest is it's a no follow link, but the important thing about that link is that it is a high traffic driver. So even if it doesn't count as like a backlink to your site, it is still something that will drive traffic to your site, which is really important.
And Pinterest is a search engine. So don't forget that.
Oh, totally.
It's not like Absolutely. A social network. It's a search engine. So there's a difference. So when you're using Pinterest, make sure you're not using it just to promote you. Make sure you're using it to promote value, because that it's like Google, for example. If you're looking for something on Google, you're not looking for someone just promoting, you know, buy this, buy that. It's not the same. Like, you have to look at it in a different way. So if it's a blog, you know, that you want to promote, or if it's like a social media post you want to promote, make sure there's something that you're offering to people of value, not just selling, because it is a search engine.
Yeah. And then you asked how often you should be pinning.
Yes.
Oh, so there's so many different sources that will tell you so many different things. Some people will tell you pin 20% of your 20% of your pins and 80% of other people's pins. Some people will say they only pin their own pins. Some people will say 50 pins a day. Some say 35. It really depends. The important thing is, I think we usually say about 30 to 35 pins a day.
Creating their own or repinning?
So the way you need to do it is, you're going to first make sure like your priority pins are the pins from your website to your own boards. So you're going to create your own pins. You need to repin your own pins, but you also need to go back to your website to old posts. And instead of repinning from yourself, you need to repinning from your Pinterest account. You need to pin again from your blog, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like talking about it gets a little convoluted, but that's kind of the priority. And then you can repin, and you can repin other people's pins.
So out of those 30, how many of those are you creating a day?
Oh, that's a day.
But are you creating all 30 of those pins each day, or are you repinning them?
Oh, you can pin just like one or two new pins a day. Like that's not.
And then you just repin other people's pins, and that makes up the other 28, for example.
Yeah, and then you would repin other people's pins. Typically, you want it to be something that's relevant to you and your industry, but not a competitor. But yeah, you can repin. You can repin your own pins as well. Part of that is sharing your pins to group boards. And part of it is repinning other people, preferably from group boards, but from other from your following as well, or your followers.
That makes sense. Your following. That makes sense. Okay. I hope that answered. I feel like that answered a lot of questions because a lot of people had questions about Pinterest. So I was just kind of like reading them as we went. But I think
now that like you bring it up, I wrote it in one of the things and I don't even remember. I have it in case I keep this, one of our clients' documents, but she is like an extra, like a really high plan. So she has like a lot of pins.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to remember, like I'm trying to find the thing that I wrote about it.
Well, that client too of ours has like over 40,000 monthly viewers, right?
She's got a whole bunch. No, I'm totally lying. It is, sometimes up to 300 pins a day. That's what she gets. That's pretty excessive. I would stick, if you're just beginning, stick to 50. That's what she has right now. But stick to 50 in the beginning, 50 pins a day, and then just like slowly move up. If you are a beginning, just do, just bulk create pins for your website. Don't feel like every single day you have to go in and, I have to take out the time of my day to create another pin and then post it and all of this stuff, because that is going to affect your consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So create a bunch of pins at once for your site. We have some really great tutorials in our Instagram group, our Facebook group, if you go to units, that will show you how to do that. But create them at once and then plan out how you're going to pin them. Don't pin the same pin to all your boards in one day. That needs to be spread out, and you need to have other people's pins in between it. But in the beginning, it's totally fine to pin more of other people's pins than your own.
I think that's some great advice.
Thank you. If you want to learn more about Pinterest, we do have a Pinterest course coming out as well. See, again, Sydney does her courses on what she knows, and I do mine on what I know. I'm not trying to do a course on creating a successful Facebook group. That is definitely, our success on Facebook is definitely all Sydney. So that's why she creates the course.
And our success, wait, are we doing the podcast right now? Or are you just saying that?
Well, both. I mean, it's true.
Well, no, the truth is that it's really both of us because our strengths are opposite. So Megan's really good at with the Instagram and with the, like, connecting with the audience through stories and through Pinterest and through blogging and through other creative outlets, and it works together. So yeah, going back to the consistency question, and a lot of people have questions about how to build their brand in general, and it's just about finding your strength, and it's about delegating out or finding a business partner that has the opposite strengths from you so that you can really work together as a team to build a really great brand. And we like to think long-term rather than short-term. It's not about making that one small sale. It's about making a lot of sales long-term.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's kind of building on that. One of the purposes of especially the engagement group is to get you guys networking, because you might find someone who has a strength that you need for your business to grow. Okay, so I think those are the bulk of the questions that we got.
We got a lot of questions. Actually, one of the last questions is someone said that it's like, I'm reading through it right now. Lynette actually asked, why is it so hard to get followers? It feels like it's pulling teeth to get relevant followers. I guess that's kind of that's not a crazy question, but that's just one we can end this with.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting relevant followers isn't easy, but it's all how you choose to market yourself. And it's all about consistency and putting out valuable information and finding your own niche and being true to who you are. Like, you never want to copy anyone else. You want to make sure that you have a specific goal and an intention behind every post, and don't focus on the followers. Focus on the engagement. Don't focus on monetizing right away. Focus on adding value and showing what you're passionate about. And through that, I think you'll build followers, but you have to have patience.
You also have to focus on networking. Yeah. And it really has to be genuine. I can't tell you how many people I have tried to build it, like, who have said on Facebook that they want a genuine, I think usually it's like mommy bloggers who say, I want a genuine group to network with and we can really bond and build together. And I never, ever trust anyone who says that, because I think it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. People who really want to network with you will don't need to be in an engagement group to do so. Like, they'll go to your Facebook, they'll go to your Instagram, they will comment, they will like, they'll watch your stories and DM you. And the people who do that, those are the ones that you need to start building the relationships with. But you have to do it too. You really have to do all of that too. Like, it's about the engagement, but you have to use that engagement in a way that's networking. Like, for example, the girl that I was talking about who has the business with the reusable straws, we just talk on, like, we're networking. We just talk on Facebook Messenger. And now if anyone needs reusable straws, you're going to send me a DM and say, hey, who was that person who had the really amazing reusable straws? And I'll send you to their site. Like, it's little things like that that could get you bigger exposure. So really, anyone who could potentially, or just anyone who follows you, especially in the beginning, hang on to them, like, hold tight, network with them, put 100% into that conversation and building that relationship. And that is how you will grow. That is how you will get people who trust you and who will shout your name to the world with whatever you do.
I totally agree. And I feel like this is, like, a good place to end. I feel like, I hope that we've inspired you and given you some answers to the questions that you have, I hope we're giving you a good place to really continue, you know, going after what you want. I hope you have some answers now and clarity. And I think we should try to do once a month where we answer questions like this through a podcast. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. So keep the questions coming, and obviously we will answer in the group, but we want to reach as many people as possible. So we'll definitely keep going, compiling some questions and answer them for the future.
Yes, definitely.
Maybe even more in depth.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and join our Facebook group if you have not already and you're like, hey, they were super awesome. What is this? We are Social Salad on Facebook. There's a Social Salad page and the Social Salad Facebook group. And if you have any more questions about anything we discussed, make sure that you comment on this post about this podcast or just anywhere, comment on our Facebook group or even on our Facebook page, and we'll get back to you. To comment in our Facebook group, obviously you do need to be a member to join. But like I said at the beginning of the podcast, we would love to have you as part of our Social Salad family. And stay tuned, because next week we will have another amazing scriptless episode, hopefully, of the Social Salad podcast.
Thank you all so much for listening. Bye. We just like go into like how answering the questions.
Oh.
Or what's like a fun topic we can talk about? Like,
oh, this we'll mention the engagement group.
Yeah, let's mention the engagement group and what we're doing, and then we can talk about like what's something relevant going on in life that like everyone's talking about.
I have no idea, because I don't look at anything other than
work. Me either. All I look at is my work. I don't know what's going on, except I will say that like I feel like this whole Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper thing, I don't think this has anything to do with the Social Salad, but I think it's quite interesting.
We can talk about it. I'm not like, I don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it, but I'm going to make a prediction that they're going to end up together, or it's a publicity stunt.
He's engaged.
Yeah, but she was too, and now she ended her engagement. And I was like, okay. I know. I feel like I know like that they're going to end up together. And this has nothing to do with marketing, but like I just want to put that out there that they're going to end up together. Literally has nothing to do with this, but.
Oh, look, Perry had a stroke.
Who's that?
Oh my God, who are you? Oh my God. Luke Perry was in 90210.
Oh, I saw that. I watched the new 90210 though.
I kind of wasn't into that. We should be recording this right now.
Yeah, we should be. Well, we are recording this right now.